Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Well, Lee, it's hot.
Yes, it is.
It's very hot. Yeah. And you can't hear much of anything about, except about how hot it is.
Yeah.
Media going on and on. And Lee, the hysterics have gotten ridiculous. Your survival guide for the heat.
Yeah.
Drink this, don't do that. Time your errands so you don't have to go out during the hottest times. They are whooping this into a frenzy. And yes, there are record highs nationwide. We are absolutely seeing record highs. We're not afraid to tell you the truth of that on this show.
No record here yesterday.
No, I mean, but nationwide, yeah. We're seeing in terms of, yeah.
Like yeah, just, New York had a couple of records.
Yeah. And they're hyping that to the extreme. And that's because they want to push the climate change. They want, yeah. You know, they want to push all of that. And this drives me crazy. Because when we had real record weather news, the New York Post was all over it, especially in terms of things we've never seen before, which always get my attention. Again, the fastest ever recorded gain in Arctic sea ice at the North and South Poles using NASA data. Published peer-reviewed articles. One hit one week, the South Pole. And then a week later, another set of scientists using the data did the North Pole. Fastest ever ice gain. Why? Cold temperatures. That's why. And yet, the media blacked that out, Lee. If you want to know about it, you have to either read conservative publications of the New York Post, which broke the stories. And so we didn't get this hysterical, wow, it's so cold, dude. If you're going out, here's not how not to freeze to death during this incredible period of record cold that we are having. It was January, February. It's called the 2025 Arctic Blast, at least among those allowed to know of it to any extent. Event saw temperatures up to 50 degrees Fahrenheit below average, shattering daily record lows across the plains, Midwest, and the South. And some of them were quite impressive, like the one set in Nebraska. And I know because I covered this at the time and all of this. And what makes it so interesting, if you go back in my Battleground podcast, you listen to the 9 o'clock hour, I've had, Tony Dale's the former meteorologist, and I've had him on the show multiple times over the last couple of years. And what's so wild is he predicted all of this would happen, that we were entering a mini cold age, and that we were going to see that. And the way that he knew that was because of solar activity, which he insists actually is what drives weather in the world, not people driving cars or burning carbon. And Tony will explain to you, and, you know, I mean, I've said this for years too, we're not going to run out of water because there's a water cycle. It goes around and around and around. It's not like, you know, you drink it or throw it away and then it's gone. Well, carbon is the same way. We have a carbon cycle. Carbon renews itself, goes up into the atmosphere, goes back to the earth, goes up in the atmosphere, goes back to the earth. But there's a finite amount of it. And it can hold energy and it can release energy. But it's not a scary thing that causes the world to burn up. And, you know, despite record burning of coal right now, record for all of human history, we had record ice gains, North and South Pole, and shattered cold records in the January, February 2025 Arctic blast. And I'm listening to the news, not your news, but news in general, just, you know, and I know you're running a news package, and the hysteria. I mean, I just, consult the experts. What do we do? How do we get through the heat? Well, you know, and every one of these news reports, they work in somewhere, global warming, climate change. And they don't tell you, we just had a record low shattering January, February. Why? Because it's getting colder. Yes, we are having a warm snap. That's going to happen. But they don't treat the other one the same way. Anyway, I wish we had a little bit of that cold blast today.
Yeah, that would be nice. And it's today apparently is going to be the last of the worst. Highs are supposed to be in the lower 90s for the rest of the week, which is, you know.
Pretty normal.
It's normal. I mean, it is late June in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Hello. It's so.
I know. So 97 today. That's not the worst of it for this week here. But record highs across the country. And of course, the hysteria the media always whips up. It just kills me. They black it out when it's the other way. Mm-hmm. Literally black that out. I mean, that story, that should be honestly a top 20 story for the year. That record ice gain. And again, what have we been told for years? I mean, Al Gore, right? It was going to melt.
Yeah.
We were going to be able to like take a boat through there.
Because polar bears are going to drown. They've got no ice sheets to sit on. Yeah.
And not only did that not happen, never mind that a whole generation of school children were terrified by it, by their teachers. Not only did it not happen, when you get a record ice gain in terms of size and speed that we've never seen before, and the media blacks that out, that is a huge story. So anyway, you know what I'm excited about?
What's that?
It's going to rain.
Yes.
We got rain in the temperature. We need that hopefully, so badly. Yeah. So just cool things down.
Luckily, we're not in a drought situation now. The recent rains, a few weeks ago, that's helped out tremendously. Yeah. So I think there's only a small sliver of area right around the Myrtle Beach area, which is even barely a little bit dry. But the latest thing I saw from the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources, virtually 95% of the state is, normal rainfall, and we're not in any type of drought situation.
Yeah, they've got rain in the forecast at least through next Tuesday, so we'll see if that ends up being correct.
Grass and weeds are still green and growing, so I'm going to try and deal with that later this afternoon. But anyway.
Well, Dad, you need to get out there.
Absolutely. Well, got to get the wife's car washed, too, so. A lot of things to do.
You have priorities, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Supposed to start raining around 5 today, so we'll see. Okay. But I can't wait because I'm all down for the free water. You know, I love free stuff. I'll take some free water.
Yes.
So.
And free vitamin D for everyone.
Absolutely. Okay. Meanwhile, New York, as we'll start where we started the show today, New York City has fallen.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for some kind of miracle that Eric Adams or Cuomo can pull this off. Cuomo's talking about maybe coming back, and he just lost, obviously, the Democrat primary, and not by a small amount, to a socialist, who has alternatively also described himself as an anarchist. And if you look at his tweets, 5 of them, he point blank insists they're going to defund the police.
How can you be an anarchist and want to be a mayor? Because those are exact opposites. If you were an anarchist, you were trying to work against the organization and governmental authority.
And socialism is honestly the opposite of that. It's total top-down control.
Exactly.
He's openly socialist. He's saying that, and he has said it repeatedly, he doesn't think that grocery stores should be private businesses. He thinks the government should run them.
And wants to have city-owned grocery stores. Yep. He claims to drive down prices.
Yeah.
Okay. And free mass transit, free schooling. Free lunches for kids in school and everything, which, pretty much is already in existence anyway. So
when you look at the direction, though, that this shows you that the Democrat Party is going in and what this says to the world about America. I mean, the idea when I was a kid, right, which was the end of the USSR, when I was a kid and you just had this like just fear of authoritarianism, of socialism, mm-hmm. and of communism, and just to see the premier city of the United States of America in terms of what we're known for. Literally in a Democrat primary, select an openly socialist mayor in my lifetime, I would have never thought that was possible.
He also wants to defund police too, so there's
I said a minute ago, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was saying that a second ago with it.
Yeah.
I actually retweeted all of his tweets on that. He's not talking about like sort of cut some funds, okay? He means defund them completely.
Right.
He says they're an oppressive force. And they go after brown and black people. We need to set them free. I don't know. Sure, to me, it looks like Trende Aragua's got the upper hand in New York City over the police, not the other way around, but that's just me. Illegal immigrants, by the way, not Americans. Wow. I mean, just watching that. I mean, it's scary because it shows you the direction the Democrat Party's going at the grassroots level. When you have that many people voting for a socialist and...
Well, you've got a vice mayor that's an insurrectionist out west. Was that woman that was making that comment that she wanted the gangs to start standing up, protecting their turf, their territory against ICE? That's an insurrection.
Look, did I not predict that?
Yes.
I said the Democrat Party, you can see it coming from a mile away. You ever had two of your friends, you're like, wow, I bet that they would totally click if they met. You know, you could just tell there'll be chemistry there. Have you ever done that? I had two friends. I introduced them. I was like, I had a really good friend named Jeff, and I went to my Spanish class. I was partnered with her. We got to be friends. And I said, Jeff, I swear I met your wife. I swear I did. Introduce them. Instant chemistry. They're still married. They have kids. That's the Democrat Party and the gangs. Democrat Party and cartels. You know, you put them together, man, they are going to merge. They're both criminal operations, and they love total power. Well, you're seeing that. I'm going to play the audio coming up. Lee, Cynthia Gonzalez, a vice mayor of a city inside LA County called Kudahi, I never heard of it, but whatever, urging the gangs that she serves, represents, and I'm talking the illegal immigrant factions, to come out and fight ICE in the street. Democrats, y'all. Yeah. Democrats.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In February 2023, I'll never forget it, the New York Times, shockingly, published something that was true. More than 80,000 illegal immigrant children, some of whom were kidnapped from their own countries, have been trafficked into the United States of America by the Biden regime and lost. Some of them were being sex trafficked, others used as slaves, sleeping on factory floors. The Democrat Party, which had its foundation in slavery, was slaving again. But the good news about that article was that gave them a chance to clean up the mess. They knew they were on notice. Soon after, a whistleblower came to Congress. She was a Democrat, a liberal. Loved the idea of illegal immigration, thought it was great, and went to volunteer at the Health and Human Services facility where the reunification happens, you know, between the kids and their sex traffickers posing as their parents. And she started noticing something very disturbing. I won't play you the audio because I could do the whole rest of the show on it. She said the same gang members were coming to pick the kids up week after week. They weren't even hiding it. Same tattoos, same guy. A guy who, by the way, in a lot of cases, was in his 20s, way too young to be the kid's father. Picking up 12, 13-year-old girls. Driving off with them. No background check. Hey, you're Jose, you're her dad. Yeah, hey, go ahead, take her. Children who were as young as toddlers were handed over, never to be seen again. And then we learned they didn't know where they were. But, you know, it was February of 2023, so the Biden administration learned official notice from the New York Times. This was going on. What did they do? They were beside themselves. They cracked down on it. They protected the children. Are you kidding me? They're Democrats. No. They suspended DNA testing at the border, and by May, there was none. The DNA testing that determines, is this your child's sex trafficker? You're three. He's not your dad. What's he doing with you at the border? He kidnap you in Guatemala? Or yes, he is your dad. Okay, we verified that. You know, if we're going to release you, we shouldn't. But if we're going to release you, at least we know. That was the last hope those kids had of being liberated from their pimps and sex traffickers. That DNA test. Democrats ended it. It was the most evil thing I've ever seen them do. And that's saying a lot. They're Democrats. Today, that number sits at 300,000 trafficked, lost children. And Department of Health and Human Services was the head human trafficker. Wait to hear what RFK Jr., who now heads Health and Human Services, had to say yesterday about the Biden administration just handing off those kids. You wanted a kid? What do you want? 3-year-old, 4-year-old? Here, we got a 6-year-old. Take him. Now we don't care who you are. Now we're not interested.
The major reason that the Biden administration lost track of all those children is because they were emphasizing speed over security. And there were political reasons for that. They wanted to get the kids out of U.S. custody, so they were handing them off to anybody. They didn't require background checks. They didn't require identification even. I've watched horror stories of the same person picking up child after child after child, using different names and different addresses. One of the addresses was a strip club. One of the addresses was a parking lot. One of the addresses was an empty lot that was filled with shipping containers. And this character was getting all these kids. One person got 42 kids to one address. What we're doing now is DNA testing on every sponsor. We're doing personal identification. We're doing background checks. And we're doing income verification.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Same people over and over, no background checks. Wait, you don't need, oh, you didn't bring your ID? Oh, no big deal. What do you want? You want the 3-year-old or would you like the 5-year-old? She's cute. Go ahead, take her. Where'd these people go? Ryan Matta is the director of the documentary Trafficked. He knows where they went because he followed a lot of it.
So when you talk about a child trafficking and pipeline, right? Once a child is delivered into that pipeline and actually makes it across the border where he's delivered to a buyer in America, once they hit that pipeline, the child's life expectancy goes from 72 years to 36 months. So you can assume that from the day that these children were delivered, a time clock started, right? A 36-month expiration date. That child will most likely succumb to their illnesses because they've been raped to death, riddled with STDs, jaws broken. They don't take these kids to the hospital when they abuse them and beat them up. And then they just succumb to their illnesses.
Whose estimate, longevity estimate, is that 36 months? FBI, Department of Homeland Security. Yep, Democrats, y'all. And they knew. They knew. They were put on notice by the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI. And they didn't care. Here's the rest of it.
So that means that because this administration didn't kick in doors day one, right? Day one, we should have had policies in place to go rescue these children. And I'm not giving Trump a hard time. I'm just trying to make this so obvious so that he does see what a major issue this is. 21,575 children could have been rescued and saved that have now hit their expiration date. And these are FBI statistics. These are HHS's number. 21,570 migrant children have potentially been raped to death that could have been saved. But because of the inactions of RFK, Kash Patel, Pam Bondi, and the Trump administration not making this the number one top priority, we didn't bring those children home. Anthony Rubin was able to go get addresses and find these children. We had the geolocation data of every cell phone that was used for a month. The people that received these children were in communication with HHS for at least 2 weeks. So we have their geolocation data, at least from that 2 week period. Every movement that these people received a child, we have their geolocation data. We have an idea of where these children might be. And we need the teams and resources and the full weight of the FBI to come down and absolutely crush this network.
God help us if the Democrats win again and resurrect this, folks. And look, I get the Trump administration can't do everything. I mean, it's impossible to do. But folks, largest ever child reclamation, raids programs just happened down in Florida, and they only got 60. 300,000 are missing. Average life expectancy, 36 months.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Folks, texting in shock over RFK's testimony yesterday. Yeah, they were just handing kids out to whoever showed up. No ID needed, no DNA test. One guy got 42 children. Where are they now? Mm-hmm. 36-month life expectancy once they depart the HHS facility and enter the human trafficking pipeline, which we've already had New York Times tell us, right, in their story in February of 2023. Many of these children are being sex trafficked, sold for sex. Biden administration was told that. They knew. There were only 89,000 missing men that they had misplaced. Now there's 300. In fact, to facilitate it, they deliberately suspended DNA testing. My theory on this is that if you have a DNA test, you've got a DNA test result. The DNA test result is FOIA-able. In other words, we could find out how many of the people picking these kids up had no relation to them. In other words, were there pimps and human traffickers? Can't have any evidence. You don't have any evidence when you stop DNA testing. It's the last hope those kids had. So whenever you think, oh, the Democrats aren't really as evil, yes, they are. They are stark, raving evil. And remember back during the Trump administration when they screamed and yelled, oh, he's putting them in cages, he's putting them in cages, no, we don't want them. But why were they going in cages? Well, the cages weren't cages. They were fenced off areas. Because under Trump, when an adult came in with a child, and the only reason adult and children were coming in is because Democrats, remember, sued to keep the border open and forced Trump to leave it open for months at a time. They would immediately separate them and DNA test them, and they would not be released together till the DNA test came back. Okay, yes, this is your dad, or you claim he's your uncle, and yes, that's what the DNA test shows. So we could at least separate the pimps from the children. In many cases, they kidnapped or extorted from their parents. So understand, this evil goes back far. The Democrats chose that to scream about. No, we don't want them separated. We don't want them in their cages. How cruel is that? They didn't want them DNA tested. That's what they didn't want. Why? So human trafficking continue. Sex trafficking, let's be honest. Headline, Breitbart, Soros-linked groups sue to stop Trump's migrant child trafficking crackdown. They don't want it to stop, y'all. Ask yourself why. Texture writes, 36 months life expectancy, OMG, heart shattered. Please, Lord, get here now. I am so sad. I am too. This breaks my heart. We did this. It will start right up. But the good news is, you know how many were released? You know how many were caught at the border in May, the month for which we have the most recent stats? Down 93% from the May beforehand. Just 8,000. How many released into this country? Zero. Those children will never be sold here for top dollar by the guy who picked up 42. Wonder where he's getting his kids now. He's probably run out of the ones he had. Look, it can stop anytime we want to vote our way out of it. But it ain't going to stop in New York. No, they're going full tilt socialism. They are. Meanwhile, Iran. I've been playing this audio for you all week and for good reason. It's Victor Davis Hanson, and he's right about the Iranian regime.
All of this chaos and all of this war will be for naught if Iran's theocracy emerges intact from this war and its nuclear infrastructure can either be quickly rebuilt or there are elements of it that have been missed and maybe there is enough fissionable material, if not already, soon to make another bomb. So here we are at the critical.
And we can argue about the damage. We probably won't even know, really, for a couple of months. General John Cain was clear on that. I mean, they tried to interview him on it yesterday. He said, listen, we still have to wait. We're going to have to wait for the assessment. So all this arguing we're doing right now is silly, but I'll tell you what is not silly. There's an old saying, and for good reason, you try to kill the king, you strike at the king, you better kill him. Or else. And as recently as 4 days ago, Trump was talking about the need for regime change in Iran. But then he completely flipped. I don't know if Tucker Carlson and Steve Bannon and Marjorie Taylor Greene are having an effect on him. Completely flipped a full 180 and flipped out on television yesterday, screaming at Iran, at Israel to stop. Then bragged at NATO that he had gotten Israel to turn the bombers around, to turn the planes around. See the front page of the Tehran Times this morning? They're declaring victory. Yeah, they intend to resurrect their nuclear program and continue their war. Which means no Republican candidate on our soil who runs for president will be safe from assassination. It's going to go right on and continue. It means the Houthis, which have now stepped back from their ceasefire, will go right on trying to sink our ships till they kill our sailors. This isn't stopping. In fact, we just made him mad. So I hope that Trump is not serious. I hope that Trump does what has to be done. And that is to unleash Israel to finish off the theocracy and kill the Ayatollah. These are not easy things, but they have to be done because we're not done. Yesterday, Trump bragged that he had gotten Israel to turn the planes around so we can have a ceasefire. Iran declared total victory.
Israel came back yesterday. I was so proud of them because they came back. You know, they went out because they felt it was a violation. And technically they were right, but it just wouldn't have worked out very well. And they brought the planes back. They had gone on to another journey because it was a little bit of a violation. And I said, you got to get them back. And they came back, and it was a great thing, and it's going very well.
You can't reason with the Iranian regime. These are the people on hang gliders who were sent by Iran. They were armed, trained, and Iran provided lifetime logistical support as they slaughtered women, children, burnt families alive. And again, one of the PR videos sent out by Hamas, they executed a 12-year-old in front of his family and then just filmed their reaction. For fun. But yeah, go ahead. Try to have a rational conversation with them. Go ahead and just go ahead and let them, you know, and folks, at this point, if the liberal media is correct, I doubt it, that they're just months away from a bomb or they're years away. It doesn't matter. You leave them in place, Katie, bar the door. We're going to have assassination attempts on our soil. We're going to have terror attacks on our soil. We're going to have hits on our ships, and it's going to get worse than it ever was. You have to kill the king, especially after what we just did. You cannot pull up short so that Tucker Carlson will shut up for a few minutes. Trump has 90% support right now. I'm not asking him to kill Khomeini and wipe out the theocracy. I'm asking him to let Israel go. Let them do it. They are morally justified in doing it because of October 7th. But you can't leave these people in place. Not now. Not when you have struck the hornet's nest. Not when they're really clear on the front page of the Tehran Times that the war on us in Israel begins today. You can't. You might as well have never started it. You might as well have never done it. But Trump says a lot of things, and then other things that are the opposite of those things happen 72 hours a week later. Let's hope that's the case. Yep, friend of the Tehran Times, Iran thinks they won. Trump called off Israel yesterday. Iran thinks they won. And they are vowing retaliation revenge. So I'm not sure how you negotiate with a country like that. I'm not sure how you would negotiate with a country that did October 7th, armed, planned, and did real-time logistics for the rape and murder of women and children. They didn't hit a military facility. They hit a concert. They executed families on film. Tied one family down, burned them alive. Iran was cool with it. They love it. Hamas is their proxy. And folks, if they would do that, if they would send four assassins to kill Donald Trump in across two separate plots and his entire cabinet after the Ayatollah sentenced Trump and his cabinet to death on his Twitter feed. Before this, what will they do now? Well, we'll just negotiate with them. We'll sit down, cut a deal. Well, go look at the front of the Tehran Times today. They have an English version. Go look at it. You tell me they're going to cut a deal? They shouldn't look like they're going to cut a deal. I mean, maybe they'll cut a deal while they're planning to kill us, while they're planning more attacks on our soil. They're already comfortable enough when Democrats are in office, folks, to plot to kill Donald Trump. Where is this Donald Trump?
I said I had a focus. I was the hunted, and now I'm the hunter. It's a big difference.
Yeah, I was the hunted. Now I'm the hunter. That was back when he was saying we needed regime change and hinting that he might kill Khomeini. Look, I don't want us to be killing Khomeini in the theocracy. That's Israel's to do. And folks, those who say we shouldn't be Israel, we shouldn't be doing it. No, let Israel do it. It's exactly what we did after 9/11. We got every last damn one of them. We killed Barack Obama killed Bin Laden. It's the same thing. No, it's different when people are slaughtered here and then people are slaughtered there. No, it's not. Let them go. Don't turn the planes around. Because they're going to come for us. Count on it. And it's going to be so much. They're telling us that this morning. As we're acting like we're going to cut a deal now. I got to be really careful here because Trump has gigged these people totally over the last few weeks. And right around the time when Trump says, no, we're good. We're going to take a 2-week break. Maybe we won't hit him at all. Boom, the bombs drop. Folks, it doesn't matter if the mainstream media is right and they can reconstitute this program in 3 months and have, you know, be back to building the bomb or maybe years, like the Trump administration is saying. It doesn't matter. They will be back. We did not kill the king. Look, let Israel do it. Let Israel do it. Somebody got to do it. Especially now. And if you weren't going to do it, then we never should have started this fight. They never should have done it. Because now they are pissed. And if you see what they did before this, Katie Barth, don't take my word for it. Read Tehran Times. And those of you out here are like, well, we'll just peacefully coexist with them. How? Dodging bullets on the campaign trail? That your plan?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.